Hello again, and from me, Ian Cottier, welcome to this week's Time for Brass, the third in this series where I pick out five bands from Britain, Europe and worldwide to play a couple of tracks apiece. What's the point? Well, just to demonstrate how the instrumentation and repertoire that began in Britain almost two centuries ago is now a worldwide musical phenomenon and an almost entirely amateur movement. So, enough of this introduction, let's get underway to get the programme rolling, and the overall world champion band playing a march that's been associated with them for over a century of their existence, Fodens.
Thank you.
And yes, of course, that was the Cossack. And now it's a real musical homecoming as Mike's Concert Brass take the stand. If Foden's, whom we've just heard, is well into its second century, Manx Concert Brass was formed only 30 years ago as a development of the Manx Youth Band, itself a mere 55 years old, the dream of the late, great Jim Crosby. Those years have been a time of vast achievement, including taking the Isle of Man as far afield as New Zealand and becoming the only Manx band to become a member of Banding's top table, the Championship section, under Ian Clegg. Here they are now to play Borodin's Polovsian Dances. Manx Concert Brass. For tonight's first solo, it's an all-Welsh occasion. Band, Tredegar. Composer, Carl Jenkins. Arranger, Robert Childs. And the soloist, David Childs. And the work is The Beautiful Lament from Carl Jenkins's Stabat Mater.
Thank you.
Foden's again now. Leon Boelmann was the organist at Paris's Saint-Sulpice Church, and, as far as my memory takes me, he came to the brass band's world notice through Eric Ball's arrangement of his Gothic suite. Here are two of the four movements, Prière à Notre-Dame and Toccata.
Thank you.
Wow, wasn't that something? And so now we're off to Norway, where the Trondheim Police Band offer us a rather less well-known work by Peter Graham. A Scottish Gael himself, it was a natural choice for Peter Graham to call this tuneful compilation Gael Force. I'm going to go to the hospital. Peter Graham's Gale Force. And now the Trondheim Police Band changed the style while remaining in the Celtic mode, so to speak, with a horn solo named for the heroine of Winston Graham's Cornish Poldark novels, Demelza.
Thank you.
There can be little doubt that in a career spanning over 7 decades, John Williams is the preeminent provider of memorable film scores, not least the Harry Potter films. It's the first of these, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, that introduces Harry's owl postman, Hedwig. Here are Tredegar again to play Andrew Duncan's arrangement of Hedwig's theme. Andrew Duncan's arrangement of Hedwig's theme, and to follow that, another solo. Stephen Maddox of Manx Concert Brass plays Howard Snell's arrangement of one of Lennon and McCartney's most appealing hits, Yesterday. And so we're drawing to the close of another Time for Brass. And to conclude, our musical travellers take us across the Atlantic to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which sits on the confluence of two major rivers. Hence, the name of Pittsburgh's own English-style brass band, the River City Band. Tonight, the River City Band closed the programme with two choices, first combining two iconic names, Sir Arthur Sullivan and Gordon Langford. They play Sullivan's The Lost Chord, before marching off down Douglas Head to the beat of George Allen's Knight Templar. Good night.